Could be.
Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
I have got, let me get my glasses, I'm sorry. On May the 4th, there was a charge of $7.95 from this Majestic whatever. And then on, let me find it here. On May 7th, a $56.95 charge. This is not something I authorized, and I want these returned to my account. And he said he canceled whatever this is.
Okay, well, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Crystal Hutchison, 4580 West New Goshen Avenue, West Terre Haute, Indiana.
Thank you for that. And so I do see here, looks like that was back on May 3rd, the $7.95 shipping was paid, and that was for a KitchenAid. So that charge is usually created through receiving like an email or a survey letting you know you have the KitchenAid as a free gift. And so have you received an email or a survey stating that?
No.
Okay. And no one else in your household could have made that charge either?
Not on my card.
Okay. Well, I understand completely. So with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I have gotten this canceled and refunded for you. That credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and that was not a problem. I thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.